Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. The Dow jumped above 19,000 in opening trade Tuesday for the first time as U.S. stocks continue to rally after Republicans swept the November 8th presidential and congressional elections. The Dow got as high as 19,007.81 shortly after the opening bell. President-elect Donald Trump says his first day in office will include issuing formal notification that the United States is withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. That is a huge 12-nation, Asian-focused trade deal. China, which is not part of the TPP, greeted the news enthusiastically, saying it hopes for early results in negotiations for its own alternative giant Asian trade pact. Meanwhile, U.S.-Asian trading partners were not as pleased. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a video message posted to YouTube Monday, Trump called the U.S. withdrawal from TPP a top early priority for his administration.
I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
Ministers from TPP countries signed the agreement in February of 2016. Among them was Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who told reporters Tuesday that without U.S. involvement, the trade agreement is meaningless. Australia's trade minister called Trump's decision disappointing, but held out hope the United States might reconsider. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An Egyptian appeals court Tuesday quashed one of two life sentences handed down to Mohamed Morsi. It's the Islamic ex-president's second appeals victory in a week. This is VOA News.